Coast FM's Cope with Hope.
And here she is. Cope with Hope is back with Chairperson of the Older Persons Council in Wicklow, May Quaid. Morning, May.
Morning, Declan. How are you?
I'm grand. It's all good today. The sun is shining a little bit and, you know, it's nice and warm and it's summertime and it's May, even though a little bit chilly at night. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Back playing a bit of golf and walking the dog and in the rain, of course. But anyway, life is good and I hear the shoe shops are open. I'll have to make a visit soon now to Newbridge or somewhere like that. And
do you need a new pair of shoes? I mean, how many pairs of shoes have you got?
104.
Not enough, says she.
No. Some of them are very old-fashioned. I can never throw them away. I'm desperate. And I can't wear the 3-inch heels anymore. I'd be wobbling around the place, but I am a shoe freak. Sorry, but and there's a fabulous shop in Newbridge, so I'm going to go over and have a deco over there one of these days when I have time. Would you believe
How many wears of shoes do you get? I mean, do you wear them for maybe, you know, a month and that's it, or once, or what?
I have one pair I haven't worn at all yet. I bought them before the pandemic, but I've had nowhere to go in them. That's the problem. But I've bought shoes in the States. Everywhere I go, I just have to buy shoes. It's like an addiction, do you know that, really? And my husband says, you've only got 2 feet. I don't know where the hell you're going with all those shoes.
He's right. So,
he is, really. And I have a shoe room, well, a wardrobe room, and I have the shoes in there. Thank God I don't have anyone, you know, there's only myself and himself in the house here. So I have the shoe room. So I have them all on things that I... Oh, I'm dreadful, Declan. You've no idea. And I gave some of them away earlier this year because... I gave them to somebody I know that needed shoes. Well, she didn't need shoes, but I said, here, you might as well wear these. I can't anymore. So there you go. I'm really
right.
Very bold.
Okay, so, thanks for the insight. Let's move on. We're all thinking that we might get some sort of maybe staycation around Ireland this year or whatever. Others are thinking about maybe they can go abroad. And then they go to check the passport and they say, oh, that's out of date. I better do something about it. So any advice on renewing your passport?
Yes, I have. Passports online have reopened to all applicants. There is currently a delay, if you don't mind, in processing times of between 6 to 8 weeks. So you'd want to be careful on that. And there's updates on all passport services. It's available on the passport services website. But, you know, you want to be careful if, you know, check your passports if you are going away somewhere. And, you know, make sure that you renew it, because it'd be terrible to book a holiday and then decide that you couldn't, well, see that you couldn't go. So the other thing I want to talk about today is driving licenses. The NDLS centres will reopen to all customers from Monday the 17th of May. If you have a public services card, you know, your PPS card or a mygovernment.ie card, you can apply online at the ndls.ie.
What's the story with people over 70, by the way, on this? People over 70 are getting a driving licence. What's the situation there?
Well, you have to go to the doctor and get a, you know, a medical, and you have to have your eyes tested. And they only give you a driving licence for 3 years. Now, your driving licence is free, but the doctors do charge for the medical, which I think is very unfair, but there you go. Mm. Anyway, maybe if we do have another government or a new government, maybe we could campaign for that and see if we've got everything for nothing. So we'll see. And by the way, Declan, the postage stamps are going up as well from the 27th of May. You know, the one that's a euro, it's been increased to 1 euro and 10 cents.
And yes, the one so I heard.
Yeah, and going, you know, an international one, which was 1.70, is now 2 euros. So I hope that, you know, I think the post office have been very good to us, but at the same time, it is expensive. But they're saying that bringing it into, you know, to Europe, you know, that's what it costs in Europe. And I know in the States it's very expensive as well. But I mean, a lot of people use postage. They were going to do it before, and they didn't do it.
I think they were planning on this increase, and they delayed it because of COVID, and now they're catching up with it, you know?
Exactly.
So listen, I want you to go back on the driving test, driving license thing, because I think I interrupted you. You were going to say something there about renewing. So just clarify that.
Yeah. Before the 17th of May, you can only book an appointment to attend an office in person. That's for your driving license. If you are providing an essential service or if you work in an essential retail service. So, you know, it'll be after the 17th of May then that you can make an appointment to go to the office, but before that you can't. So, anyway, it's all opening up and hopefully it will be good for all of us. And my tip for the week, Declan, if I can, as older people, we need to get out and enjoy our lives again. Become part of our communities, and listen, we need to be listened to and not to be ignored. At the same time, please, please observe all the guidelines. And as the fella used to say on Hill Street Blues, if you're old enough to remember that, be careful out there.
Be careful.
If you remember, he used to say, you're not as old as me, so you might remember that.
Oh, I do remember. I remember the theme tune very well.
I liked that. Yeah, I heard it the other day. I thought it was great. Yeah. So, Declan, there's one more thing I'd like to do. I've had a friend who's been very, very ill in hospital. She went in December with something different wrong with her. She actually fell out of the attic getting the Christmas tree. And she went into hospital. I'm not going to say which one. And she went in on the 12th of December. And she came out of rehab last Friday. She got COVID. She got everything wrong with her. And she's made an amazing recovery. Her name is Sandra Watkins. And she's a great golfer down in Woodenbridge Golf Club. And I just want to wish her all the best and hope to see her very, very soon. If that's
she's
okay.
She's had a bit of a nightmare there. Tell me, May, people that you know of, say people who are, you know, connected to the Older Persons Council and all this thing about cocooning and all that sort of stuff. Is that getting much less now? Are people venturing out more? Do people feel freer because they're vaccinated?
Well, I think they do, Declan. I think there's been a huge element of fear out there. You know, I think it was drummed into us. The flippin' media now, and I'm not being disrespectful to you. I mean, particularly the news at night and everything else like that. I think people were actually terrified to go out. Now, I never was, but I just observed all the rules. But at the same time, I didn't have that element of fear. But that was there, and particularly for people who live on their own. So I'm just hoping now that people will get out and maybe we can all meet again, even if it's only for a cup of tea and a bun somewhere in someone's garden or whatever, if the weather improves. But I think it's very necessary. We are people that need to communicate, and I think that's what we need to be doing from now on, because it has been a really, really bad time for older people and younger people. But what younger people have the rest of their lives to live. But we haven't got that much longer around here. So, you know, we need to get out and enjoy what we have.
And are people walking around Baltinglass now and meeting people and going for a walk in the park or going for a takeaway coffee and meeting or sitting on a bench or something?
They are. And, I mean, I go out with the dog and I meet so many people. It's not true. I go out for a sort of a half an hour walk and it's an hour and a half later I get back because I meet people and we're having chats and talks, and you know, it's very good for all of us. It really is. I have great crack out there with people. I'm talking to them and saying terrible things, and you know, look at that's what life is all about. And my golf, I mean, I went out the other week and I played last Friday and I played in a scramble thing, and I haven't hit a ball for so long, and we had four birdies, if you know what that is. We had four birdies. We didn't win or anything like that, but we had the greatest fun. And, you know, we stood outside afterwards. I had a cup of tea. The men all had a few pints and whatever. And it was great. And it's lovely to see people and to just have the interaction with them, you know?
Exactly.
So,
all right.
Well,
May, look after yourself. Enjoy the fresh air. Enjoy trying on the shoes and don't get any bunions or anything like that. And
I don't have bunions. God forgive you, I don't have bunions. I have great feet.
Do you? Twinkle toes.
I spent a lot of money on them over the years, I can tell you. But anyway, Declan, I'll let you know next week how I get on in the shoe shop.
Please do. Okay. May, great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. And that's the chairperson of the Older Persons Council in Wicklow, May Quaid, who comes on to us every Tuesday from Baltinglass.